Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Background checks in college athletics are looking pretty flimsy these days. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. We had our own situation at UNC with questionable background checks on Butch Davis and the first assistant he hired, the infamous John Blake. After 10 years of pretty terrible football here, the powers that be, whoever they were at the time, wanted big-time football so badly that they wound up with a big-time NCAA probation and house cleaning down at the Keenan Football Center. Rutgers is in an even worse mess, and I guess it's good that the ACC didn't poach the Scarlet Knights from the Big East. It's the Big Ten's problem now, as Rutgers already fired basketball coach Mike Rice and athletic director Tim Pernetti, and now may have to can its second AD in 3 months if the whistles don't stop blowing on former Louisville athletic administrator Julie Herman. Louisville athletic director Tom Jurich, the subject of glowing articles on how he maneuvered the Cardinals ahead of UConn and other schools to take the open spot in the ACC, claims he did not hear a bad word about Herman in her 15 years there. That seems incongruent with the two lawsuits that have now been revealed to involve Herman, and worse, the accusations that she verbally abused her former volleyball players at Tennessee. Rutgers will have a hard time keeping Herman after firing Rice for treating his basketball players similarly. What is the vetting process in big-time sports these days? Call a couple of friends of the prospective hiree and accept glowing kudos that come along with the candidate? That's like asking a mother or father if their son or daughter is really a good kid. Come on, guys, you have to dig a little deeper if you want the truth and avoid the kind of egg that Rutgers officials are wiping off their faces today. In any business, the loss of a key employee causes so much stress that even bad candidates who walk in the door look good to those in charge of finding their replacement. It's the pressure of the moment to restore order. Remember what happened in 2000 when Roy Williams turned down the Carolina job? We were left with Matt Doherty's good looks and his pedigree of having played for Dean Smith and coached his first Notre Dame team to the NIT. Big whoop. While former Irish AD Kevin White gave Doherty a big recommendation, he could have had the last laugh because all over the Notre Dame athletic department, they were hoping that Mad Matt might actually leave town. This is Archansky. See ya.